Magic's Morning Mashup, joining us on the phone, Shania and Paris. Now, you guys are from Manta Marine, which is a fantastic initiative. Tell us about what you've got planned here in Lincoln, because this is awesome.
Yes, Shania and myself, I'm a marine biologist, and I absolutely, obviously love marine life. And being a Lincoln local originally, I love Port Lincoln. I think it's a great place. It's God's country, really. Shania, would you agree?
It is. It's gorgeous. I love Lincoln. I'm so glad I moved here.
I dragged it here. And how it came about was we really just want to get it out there about conserving marine life and how the little creatures out there operate and just everything about them. We just want, I think the main point is to have people understand it a little bit more, just like we do.
Mm. And so you guys, you were in Queensland, moved down, as you define it, God's country, and I would agree with that. You guys have done a couple of these before. It was on the foreshore, I believe, and you spoke about dolphins. But you didn't just speak about dolphins. You also managed to make them come and join you, which was amazing. So tell us about this one. This is the second Manta Marine educational exercise, I suppose you could say, for kids happening in Lincoln. So this one is about the white pointer.
Yes, about the great white shark.
What we have around here locally.
Yes. We cage dive with Calypso Star. They're our go-to. Mm-hmm. Give them a little bit of a plug here.
Yes.
And as a marine biologist, when I did my studies, I studied a master's degree, and we had to do deep studies into two different marine animals. And I chose to do deep studies into dolphins and great white sharks, so I specialised in both.
Awesome.
And basically with great whites, they're not as aggressive as what they are portrayed as in the movies. And I think with this particular session on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, is for me to try and reiterate that to the general public, that the great white is not a passive aggressive animal. They're actually quite placid, to be fair.
Okay. So this isn't just for kids, is it? This is a great thing to be able to take your kids to. But
adults can join too. We've had, on our last session with dolphins, we had adults that were right into it. They were playing the game. We even gave toys to the adults as well. Like, anyone can win the toys. They're free. You take them. And, we just want to help and teach. It's all we want to do.
Yeah.
It's such a cool idea.
We want to help the marine life. And the only way to do that is to educate people on how to conserve them. We currently have 2,270-odd species of marine life on the endangered list.
And that's not including
the ones that are on the vulnerable list.
Okay, in that case, explain the difference between the vulnerable list and the endangered list.
So the vulnerable list means that they could become endangered again. Vulnerable list means that they have once possibly been on that endangered list at one stage, or they've just come into vulnerable. So vulnerable means that the numbers are dropping.
Okay.
And endangered means that they're at that top where that species could disappear completely.
That's a wee bit frightening in that case.
It's very frightening, yeah.
And so this is the sort of thing that our community can basically come along at no charge and learn about.
No charge.
Which is amazing. Like, it's inspiring, I think. This has needed to change, though, because original plan of doing it along the foreshore, but the weather's not looking super conducive to standing outside.
No, the weather doesn't want to play our game on the weekend. So we have moved these two particular sessions, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. They are both from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And we're now holding those at the McDonald's meeting room.
Yes, we are.
Which is inside the McDonald's building.
Yeah, perfect. So you will stay dry. You will learn some awesome stuff about great white sharks, which are an apex predator in our oceans. And they're reasonably common here on the Eyre Peninsula. But we don't really know a lot about them, do we?
Exactly. And this is the thing. I think a lot of the movies portray the great white as a bit of a monster. I think we've all seen Jaws.
Yes. And one thing I have to point as well is we love watching shark movies. And sharks do not roar.
No.
They don't roar. They don't make a sound.
Yes. I think the main aim here is to help people to understand them a little bit more. And the great thing with Port Lincoln is people are really, really respectful.
Mm.
They have a lot of respect for their marine life. And this is another reason why we do have such an abundance here, because there is a lot of respect here for marine life. And this is what I love about Port Lincoln. And I love my town. I love my town's people. And we really, really just want to get it out there as to how close we're coming to losing a lot of our species.
And that's I think it's a really good opportunity for parents, young people, and the greater community as a whole to really get down to these education sessions, because it's what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours? And it's you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah. The last one, the dolphins, was an hour and a half, but we did go a little bit over time because I did manage to get the dolphins over to us to wave and say hello. As a former SeaWorld dolphin trainer, I can tell you that the dolphins in the wild understand exactly the same commands as the dolphins in captivity. So they're not made do anything that they don't want to do. They enjoy doing it as a thing in the wild as well.
Wow, that's amazing. I think this weekend is going to be a really insightful opportunity for our community to get down to McDonald's Port Lincoln. Where can people find a little bit more about Manned Marine, by the way?
We do have a website and we are on Google. If you type in Manned Marine Kids, we should come on up with our review page. And also you just type in mannedmarinekidseducation.com and our website. All that information's on there, all about us. You see our crew and our YouTube channel. We've got a YouTube channel as well, Manned Marine Podcast TV.
Wicked.
And we've got the links on our website. We've got 2 seasons up at the moment, and they're pretty groovy.
Fantastic.
And we also do podcasting as well, and you can find us on Spotify. Simply by typing in Manned Marine Podcast is where you'll find us on Spotify. Yeah.
You beauty. Paris Shania, I wish you all the best for this coming weekend, Saturday, from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Same with Sunday, both at the McDonald's meeting room in Port Lincoln. Can't wait to see you there, guys.
Thank you. We hope to see you on Saturday or Sunday. Yeah.